With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Israeli military dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. The military said a retired general's investigation into the killings found the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. Meanwhile, one Israeli defense expert says the country is now being threatened like never before.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is on the cusp of what he calls
a game-changing historic moment here.
Still at war with Hamas and soon to be with what he calls the strategic threat of Hezbollah to the north.
You're talking about between 150 and 170,000 rockets.
And Oren says it's not just about the sheer numbers.
These rockets are longer range, they're bigger, and they're very, very accurate.
Able, he says, to knock out all of Israel's key infrastructure. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an earthquake shook the closely, densely populated New York City metropolitan area this morning, with residents reporting they felt rumbling all across the eastern seaboard.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a quake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.7 was centered near Lebanon, New Jersey. The Fire Department of New York said there were no initial reports of damage. In Midtown Manhattan, the usual din of traffic grew louder as motorists blared their horns on momentarily shuddering streets.
Jeremy House reports there were several aftershocks during the day, one registering 4.0. Engineers working to clear the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore say they expect to be able to restore navigation in and out of the port by the end of this month. And the House is set to consider a bill next week that would reauthorize a surveillance program U.S. officials consider vital to national security. Critics say, though, it raises privacy concerns. This is SRN News. Iowa takes a stand for religious liberty.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's a carbon copy of the federal act passed three decades ago and reinforces the religious liberty enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution. Iowa joins 25 other states that have passed their own Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, even as threats to religious liberty have increased in the U.S. in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fighting in Myanmar continues to take a toll on Christians. The military, which is trying to defeat a rebel group, bombed a monastery that was giving sanctuary to displaced people last week. International Christian Concern says at least eight people were killed, nearly a score wounded. The government's supposedly waging war on the rebels, but its attacks often target Christians as well. ICC reports more than 100 churches have been demolished over the last 3 years of fighting. This is SRN News. A rebound day on Wall Street, as we hear from John Scott.
Stocks posted solid gains on Wall Street as a strong report on employment showed the U.S. economy continues to chug along. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March, while modest gains in wages eased some fears of a renewed spike in inflation. Wall Street still betting the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates in June. Treasury yields rose in the bond market.
The Dow ended the week up 307 points to 38,904. The Nasdaq gained 199 points to finish at 16,248, while the S&P 500 added 57 points to close the books at 5,204. New York oil gained 32 cents, climbing to $86.91 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.